الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض أعدت للذين آمنوا بالله ورسله ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم. Previously Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained to us that we must be vigilant about our deen, must give the due preference to deen, and for a Muslim the deen is the most important thing in his life, and that this dunya is a temporary thing, and that Allah explained in the next ayat, like the rain that falls on a farm, then that farm looks nice and green, then it grows to its fruition, it becomes complete and it's so beautiful, and the owner, the farmer, becomes so happy seeing it. But it's not long that everything comes finished. All the crop is taken away, then all the what is left is crushed and it is made into fodder for the animals, etc. Just like that, this dunya. When a person is a young boy, small child, then he just wants to play all the time. And to him, playing is important. When he sees bigger people who are interested in women, it doesn't make sense to him. For him, his little games are more important. But as he grows up, now he becomes conscious. Then he's worried about his dressing, about hairstyle, and about all that, even the girls. Then when they grow bigger, now boys become interested in girls and girls become interested in boys. Now playing kite, etc., playing marbles, this is a useless pursuit to them. What are you wasting your time? As a person grows up further, then he's interested in getting married, etc., making business, having children, setting his empire up, that is what is his worry. Now if you tell him to fly kite, he'll say, what is this wasting of time? I have to do business, I have to do that. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi writes that by the age of 40, by the nature of man, then he wants to know who his creator is. But we haven't opened up that door. So we are not interested. We are just interested still in our income, our status in the society. Then many people get interested in politics and they want position in governments, etc. So if a person opens his eyes properly, then he will be interested to know who my creator is. How can I please my creator? And those people who go in that field, then they know that these people who want to build the empire, who want status in society, who want place in government, these people are just playing still. They are like playing with marbles and they are flying kites still. He has got reality. So for that, in the previous ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala explained what this example of this dunya is. And when a person realizes that, now Allah Ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ دَوْرُوا أَبْنِ رَبْكِ مُعَافِي كِ تَرَفْكُوا. You have spent your time up to 40 or in useless pursuits. You are not conscious of your deen. Now that you have become conscious, run towards Allah Ta'ala. Run to the forgiveness of Allah. Beg forgiveness from what you have wasted your time in. And now see, mort is coming. If we go to the Qabristan and we take notice, we will see most of the people who have passed away are under 50. The majority of people who are under 50. Now it's time to get prepared for Akhirah. Make Tawbah. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness now. And look at your future life. Just as you want to put yourself up financially that your future can be secured, your real future, the Akhirah, have worry about that. That is eternal. Secure your akhirat. وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا كَأَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. اور بہشت کو کہ پھیلاوا جیسے پھیلاوا آسمان اور زمین کا. So go forward and ask forgiveness for your past life. And Allah is so merciful. The minute you turn to Him and you ask Him for forgiveness, not only does He forgive you, but He treats you like a VIP. Like those who are making ibadat all the time. And the person who made tawbah and changed his life, that person is more closer to Allah than those who are making ibadat. Because he has come back to Allah Ta'ala. Just like if we have a child and now he ran away from home, he's doing his own things and he's doing all wrong things. The day he comes back and he asks for maaf, that I made a mistake. Oh my daddy, mummy, please forgive me. then he is given VIP treatment that day. Best food is prepared for him. His bed and bedroom is prepared the best, because he is, the others who are all the time with us, we know they are in the bed. But today he is given. So those who turn to Allah now and they ask for forgiveness, Allah gives him also VIP treatment. Then further Allah says, now forget your past. You have asked for forgiveness, Allah has forgiven you. Don't worry and brood about your past. And we are not created to remember our sins, we are created to remember Allah. So look in the future, the real future, and look at the Jannat which Allah has prepared. Yeah, one aspect of Jannat Allah has explained, the width of Jannat is like that between the earth and the skies. So how great isn't this? And astronomers still today can't find the end of the stars. All what type of new stars, and all the star clusters which they are finding. And they say we have only still touched the tip of the iceberg. And the stars and all this are below the sky. So how, when the width is so much, the length of Jannat, nobody knows besides Allah Ta'ala. So such a Jannat Allah has prepared, and where you are going to stay young all the time. You are going to stay healthy all the time. No boredom in Jannat. You won't have to maintain your gardens, and you won't need a gardener for your gardens. You won't need anything whatsoever, and it will be forever. So Allah says, prepare for that life. Now you turn to Allah Ta'ala. وَعِدَّتْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ تیار رکھی ہے اس واسطے ان کے جو یقین لائے اللہ پر اور اس کے رسولوں پر. And Allah has prepared this Jannat for those people who have yaqeen. One is iman. Iman is to know that Allah is there. And yaqeen is to be convinced. And there is no limit to yaqeen. That a person is yaqeen can become stronger and stronger. Like Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They had surrounded the non-Muslims at one place. And those people were not accepting Islam. They were giving them da'wat of Islam. So those people, Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu told them that, ask me whatever you want to do and to see what happens. They said, yes, poison. Drink this poison. And this is also the barakat of Bismillah, but with yaqeen. We read Bismillah without yaqeen. He read only Bismillah, he read, but with yaqeen. The quality was in there, not an empty capsule. A capsule full of medicine. And you can have 10 milligrams, you can have 500 milligrams in a capsule. What his capsule must have had of Bismillah. He drank the whole glass of poison and nothing happened to him. All those people immediately accepted Islam. So this is that yaqeen we have to build. Going out in Jamaat is to build that yaqeen. Going in the khanka, in the true sense, by a true sheikh, is to build this yaqeen. How can that come? Becoming an alim and acquiring knowledge is not just the knowledge, but the yaqeen that this knowledge is the most superior knowledge. There is no knowledge that can compare with it. So it is to build that yaqeen. Today when we as ulama also don't have this yaqeen, people don't have yaqeen on deeni knowledge also. That's why we are all giving preference to dunya's knowledge. They are seeing with dunya's knowledge, you are stable in dunya. You are earning in dunya. You are having a nice life. Whereas if we build that yaqeen, everyone will see with their open eyes that the knowledge of deen, what does it give to a person? Then everyone will rush to go in Jamaat. Everyone will rush to go in Khanqa. So that is what we have to prepare. That Jannat which Allah Ta'ala has prepared so beautifully. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And to be guided towards that and understand this is only by the fazl of Allah. Whom Allah makes fazl on, that person gets it. And also Jannat will be only by the fazl of Allah. Not because of our a'mal. A'mal are also by the fazl of Allah. And Allah, in His complete wisdom and His complete knowledge, He knew who to give hidayat, He knew who to give iman, and who to give amal. Those people, we are born as in a Muslim home, but that doesn't really make us Muslims. So we're seeing so many of our youngsters, na'uzu billah, becoming murtad, though they are born in a Muslim home. So we have to make effort on this iman. Not just that we are born in a Muslim home is sufficient, but with conviction when we have accepted this iman, and then that person will go to Jannat eventually. And if he has completed with amal also, They did everything what Allah wants him to do, and in there also there is reality, there is life. And he stays from the haram away of his own will. Not that he can't do it, but of his own will he stays. For them, that person, Allah's special fadl, and Allah Ta'ala has chosen them for this Jannah. And those that are, who Allah has deprived, he knew why he deprived them. Why they haven't got even Iman, and why they're going to Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala knows those who are deprived of Amal, why he has deprived them. He knows the capacity of every person, and so much he has given to every person. Wallahu dhul fadli al-azim, or Allah ka fazal barahe. And Allah's kindness is very, very great. It's not just little bit that Allah just gives it to a few people, or Allah just gives it a little to a person. We must turn to Allah, and Allah will give us in great amounts. So that is the real life to prepare. May Allah give us tawfiq.